Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, you've definitely been around for a while, and you were interested in ham even back when Morse code was still on the ticket, and that would have been a big hurdle for me. I imagine that once they, you know, made it possible for people to get onto ham without Morse code, you probably got a lot more ham radio operators. It is it's on my bucket list of things to do. I'd like to learn Morse code just because I think it would be, you know, so it would be good to know, kind of a lost art, and you know, it's kind of a rite of passage too. I probably will try to get learn Morse code before I go to extra, just because I think that goes with the rite of passage. But yeah, okay, well, very good. And it's crazy to think, you know, back in the day that there was really just kind of 8 channels that people would monitor, and how far we've come since then, you know, especially as ham radio people. I'm sure back then they were doing more than just the 8 bands, but if that's what your scanner had, then that's what you were listening to. But very cool. Yeah, that would be interesting times to be listening to Detroit Police back then. I'll bet the contrast between the 70s and now is, I suppose it's probably not very awesome. What we hear on there now is probably would be shocking to those guys back in the 70s.